From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. This month's Versed in Florida is with poet Dr. James Brock. He's the author of four books of poetry, a playwright, and founding member of the Ghostbird Theater Company in Fort Myers. Brock teaches literature and writing at Florida Gulf Coast University, and he curates Versed in Florida for WGCU. He says there are a lot of current events mentioned in this month's poem, some of which are quite raw. Brock also talks about racism in the classroom.
It's inescapable, whether you turn on the television or I'm dealing with my own students or going on social media. Issues about race are very close to the surface. And so with this poem, My White Fragility, I was thinking about I'm a white man and I have access through just my associations with my friends and family who are mostly white people. And more often than not, it's in this really kind of frightening, coded language. I think living in Florida, thinking about Trayvon Martin, thinking about living in Lee County, Florida, and thinking about all my students who are white, brown, black, and they challenge you. And you have to be honest with yourself about where are you coming from. So this poem is about some of my loose thoughts about being white and expressing that in a way that is playing around with this coded language, which I find very distressing.
Let's hear My White Fragility.
My White Fragility. Naturally, I will preface this poem about the blacks with a quote from Virginia Woolf. For she was a child throwing bread to the ducks, between her parents who stood by the lake, holding her life in her arms, which, as she neared them, grew larger and larger in her arms, until it became a whole life, a complete life, which she put down by them and said, "This is what I've made of it, this." And what had she made of it? What, indeed? And thinking of the blacks, their mattering lives, I look at my whole white life. My bookshelf. See? Why, there's Audre Lorde and Harriet Jacobs and Kevin Young and Yusuf Komunyakaa and Richard Wright and Ralph Ellison, all their February words. And I look at my white, complete life and say, I have done nothing wrong. In Florida, the best hanging tree is the live oak with its big, low-limbed girth. At the Lee County Courthouse, a live oak has been made into a chainsaw sculpture of an American bald eagle in flight. On my commute to school, with my black president and my black boss man, I go along Michigan Avenue, right through the black heart of Dunbar. My neighbor is anxious. Someone is giving the Asian food delivery guy the building's passcode. He's probably on probation. Our sheriff shaves his head, wears his green uniform, and says how we are not willing to face our problems. He says I should have a registered gun in my glove compartment. I should keep a loaded gun in my desk drawer, packing heat in my classroom. The evangelist at my university shouts through his bullhorn how my students are going to hell, all of them texting their next booty call. I think how language is dripping in the blackness. It's like that tar baby. Elvis's hips, Beyonce's ex. Are they not black too? When I think black, I think cinder black. Or my one black kiss. Jesus, she was a cheerleader at Idaho State, straight out of Pocatello. A kiss for me, for being sweet. I am a nice guy. When I think black, I think the earth cindered, all that burning, my life cindered, desiccated to the whitest white ash.
Have you read this to your students?
No, it's too new. This is like the first public hearing of it. I will, though. I think it's important for them to hear this kind of rant, this kind of speech, from somebody who is trying to be mindful about his position of authority and power and privilege.
Can you guess on a percentage of how many of the students who are in your classrooms are not white?
In English classes, and this is why I start off with a quote from Virginia Woolf, we are probably disproportionately white. But in my classes, I probably have 25 to 30% who are not white.
And do those students write about their own ethnicity?
Yes, but they produce it for a white professor who's going to read and grade their work. And so that probably puts a pressure on them of what, you know, a sort of double consciousness is how we talk about it, where they have to be doubly aware of their own race. And where being white, you can go from a default position where you pretend or you accept that this is what is normal and you don't have to think about it. It's not a problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Poet James Bronk teaches literature and writing at Florida Gulf Coast University.